Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
All right, and you are tuned in to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9. We just heard some Alex G, and that was off of the release Trick. And I'm really excited because I have special guest Alex in today. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Dorothy.
And we're going to be having the second annual All Cassette Tapes show.
Woo!
Woo! So, Alex, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you have lined up for the second All Cassette Tape show?
I tried to pick some of the newer local cassettes I've gotten over the past year, but I also have some older ones. What we just heard was Alex G. He's from Philadelphia, but recently we saw him play Music Waste, Go Your Own Way show, actually at your house, which was awesome.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it was really awesome and intimate. Not a lot of people there, and I bought his cassette. And he, like, this album is amazing. I'm obsessed with it right now. It's from 2012. He has a new album out, I think, like, very soon. I think the pre-sale of vinyl, like, sold out online. Like, he's getting
really
a lot of hype these
There's
days.
There's a lot of internet hype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is. And it's totally fair because he's incredibly talented. And, yeah, I want to play another song. We just listened to kind of half of the song Forever and then half of the song Animals because we put the cassette in the wrong way, but that's all part of the fun. But I want to listen to the song Change from this album because it's really great. It should be on that side. It's the second to last song on side B, but yeah. And anyway, after that song, I want to listen to some Ace Martins. I did an article on him. He's a local new musician. Well, he's been playing music for years, but he's only been living in Vancouver for the past 3 years or so. So he has his first cassette out. It's called Silent Days. And want to listen to the song Silent Days from that album. So that'll be after Alex G.
So first off, Alex G. And this track is
called Change.
I'd like to hear you change me. Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. For instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
What did we just hear?
That was Silent Days from the album Silent Days by local artist Ace Martins. You can check out a feature I wrote on him in this month's Discorder, June Discorder. Yeah, he's really great. This cassette has 5 tracks on it, and they're all really great. And he's away in Europe for the next month or so, but he'll be back in July, so I would watch out for him. He plans to do some performing around the city, so yeah, so far his stuff's really amazing, so I'm excited to see what he comes up with in the future.
It sounds like an abandoned desert.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like tropical pop tunes. Yeah, kind of like combined with some jangly 80s elements. It's pretty creative. Definitely a good cassette.
So what are we going to hear next?
I have Rollmock Travels in the Interior Districts. I was going to play All Roads Lead into the Jungle, which is, I think, a 7-minute song. So it's a bit long, but it's really great. And then I also have a local punk band, sort of newer band, Failing. I reviewed one of their shows a couple months ago at the Biltmore, and I bought their cassette, so wanted to listen to a track from there. Then I have some non-local music. I have The Breeders, Last Splash. I wanted to play a track off of that.
Awesome.
I was thinking, yeah. And some Elvis, maybe, if we get to it.
Elvis. Okay, perfect.
We'll see.
So up next, we have some Rollmock. This is a new release, no?
It is a new physical release, okay, but it was done years ago. Check out my article I did on Rollmock from a couple months ago in Discorder. But the cassette just came out. Yeah, shameless self-promotion. No, but the cassette did just come out like a month ago or something. He had a release show at the Astoria.
Okay.
So kind of it's a new cassette. Yeah, it's really good. So there we go. Side B.
Old sounds on new mediums.
Thank you. The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Early bird ticket deadline is June 14th. For more information, go to thefestival.bc.ca. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st. 1,800 artists from all over the world, 300 concerts, 35 indoor and outdoor venues. Get ready for the best 12 days of music. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st. Go to vanjazzfest.ca for details.
All right, and we are back here on Stereo Blues with special guest Alex DeBoer, who is bringing in her tape collection for the second year in a row.
Yep.
So what did we just hear?
We just heard All Roads Lead Into the Jungle by Roll Mock.
Okay. I really enjoyed that.
Good. Yeah, it's a long, great track. It's kind of adventurous, great repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Garrity is like the creative mind behind Roll Mock, I guess you could say. He also is in Gal Grayson. Really great cassette. It's called Travels in the Interior District. So yeah, he wrote it a number of years ago, but just released it. Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Yeah. So I think next we're going to check out Failing. They're, like I mentioned before, a new local sort of punk band. And they have this one cassette out so far. So check them out.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, and we just heard some Failing.
Failing, yep. That was Colors, the first track on this cassette. Trying to define this group.
But why would we?
Yeah,
no.
we don't want to limit anyone or put anyone in a box. But yeah, they're a new band. The band is a three-piece. It's comprised of Sean Watt, Lindsay Hampton, and Will Kendrick. So a bunch of local artists. They're in lots of bands, lots of other local bands. So it's exciting that they've taken on this new project. And it's a nice cassette as well. There's a nice
Failing.
Nice little photo on the front.
So you went to see Destroyer last night.
I did, yes.
How was that?
It was really good. It was a solo, like, acoustic set.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty busy. It was really beautiful. It was, I don't know, everyone was, like, sitting down, and it was a kind of quiet show. And, he's just got such a beautiful voice, and it's very, like, lamenting. It was lamenting. Nice. It was a good time.
Yeah, Destroyer. Classic. Just classic.
Yeah, he's a very classic Vancouver artist. He's done well for himself, you could say.
So what do we have lined up next?
We have played most of my local cassettes that I've gotten in the last couple months. So thought it would be fun to maybe play The Breeders, just because I got this cassette a little while ago. Last Splash is the album.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So yeah, it's kind of... It's a good album. I wanted to play, which track did I want to play? Driving On, because it's kind of just like nice and pleasant and folky. And then maybe play, I have this Elvis Love Songs cassette.
Love Songs?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about doing a pretty cushy show on like lamenting cushy songs.
Yeah, you should. Can be fun. Yeah, so... Hopefully we can listen to that after. The song Kentucky Rain is the one I was thinking of.
Nice.
It's really, really good. Really catchy. Yeah.
So this is The Breeders with... I'm really glad that it's called... You chose Driving On
Yeah.
as well.
Sweet.
Night, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on nine, I sure miss you. Past the motel, looking at the pines. Driving on nine, looking for another mile.
Car-Free Vancouver Day is celebrating a decade of turning pavement over to people, music, art, and street hockey. Come out on Sunday, June 15th, Father's Day, and help all of us envision a more sustainable, playful city. Go to www.carfreevancouver.org for all the details and to volunteer.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. I let you go, never knowing what went wrong.
Man, Elvis.
Elvis, hey. He was pretty big.
Elvis love songs, 20 original songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was actually the first time I've ever heard that track before.
Yeah, I had never heard it either. I just started listening to this cassette and realized that song's amazing. Yeah, I think there's a lot of good songs on here. I should get to know this cassette better. Yeah, and then also I have, side A, Creech is another American band who was, I guess, touring with Alex G. Mm-hmm. When we saw them during Music Waste last weekend, or last Thursday. So they opened for him, and I think a couple of the members of Creech are also in Alex G's band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they were also really great, so I also bought their cassette. It's called Pasture. So I have it set up to a track called Judas Tree. So we should check that out.
I
And we just heard some Creech off of the release called Pasture.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. These guys are also really talented.
And before that, we heard some Elvis.
Yes. Yeah, we heard Elvis, Kentucky Rain. And I also was at a record fair recently with you again. what was that called? I mean, just it was like a Main Street record fair. Mm-hmm. And I bought T-Rex Electric Warrior, as well as David Bowie Hunky Dory, just some like kind of classic albums. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe we would play some T-Rex. Not sure what I have it set to. I think just maybe the first track. Yeah. Which is, what is the first track? T-Rex, yeah, just Get It On, the classic.
It's like solid gold is, right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mambo Sun, Jeepster.
Yeah, there we go.
But Get It On.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like a beggar in the sand with a sky in my head. I really love you.
This is an awesome track. It is not the right track.
Yes, this is what happens with cassettes. Sometimes you put them in on the wrong side. That was Lean Woman Blues. Hopefully this is Get It On. Might need to rewind.
Okay, let's see if this works.
Try it out.
Get it on, bang a
Rock band Baruch Assault returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995, Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit baruchassault.com.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca. North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, and we are almost closing up here. We just heard some T-Rex.
Yep, classic.
Bang a gong, get it on.
Yes.
We're almost closing up here. We have a few more tracks that we're gonna play.
Yeah.
Alex has been an awesome guest, and you also are the new under review editor at Discorder.
Yes. Yeah, awesome. I am. Which is awesome. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. The July August edition will be the first, my first chance to edit at Discorder. So.
Very
yeah,
nice.
I'm excited slash a little nervous, but yeah. Also, now we're going to play some David Bowie from the album Hunky Dory. I don't know if you've heard of it. Just kidding. Going to play Life on Mars. It's a classic, so here we go. Hopefully it's queued up.
It's a god-awful small affair to the the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's the creepiest show. Take a look at the their life on Mars. It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Who's in the best-selling show? Is there life on
David Bowie.
David Bowie. That was him. Yeah. Saw an exhibit on him in the summer in Toronto, actually.
Oh, yeah. That was last summer, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Interesting. Interesting exhibit.
What did you see?
It just went through sort of his life and, like, just how he decided to become... or to sort of frame his musical career around his alter egos through music, like Ziggy Stardust and stuff. Okay. And, like, just he's such a prolific, like, determined artist that...
I heard that there was a lot of costumes in the exhibit.
Yeah, there were a lot of costumes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's very, like, theatrical, which, again, feeds into, like, this, like, literal creation of an alter ego and, like, mm-hmm. him playing a part. And, yeah, it's interesting. It was a few months ago now, so... I don't remember exactly everything that was in there, but lots of good music was playing. Yeah, it was very popular as well, very busy.
Sounds like it was a pretty five senses experience in a way.
Yeah, it was expensive to get into. I don't think it made it here to Vancouver, like, as a touring art exhibit, unfortunately. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was worth seeing for sure. Yeah.
So we're almost closing up the show now.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, you'd wanted to play a track from Alex G that we weren't able to play at the beginning.
Yeah.
We did a few mishaps.
Yeah, it was not lined up to the right spot before. Human error and working with cassettes. But I wanted to play, like, I wanted to actually have people hear a full, maybe couple songs, because this songs on Trick are all really short. So there's two songs back-to-back that I think kind of pair nicely. It's Mary and then Changes. We listened to, like, part of Changes before. But, okay. Yeah, so if we could listen to both of those, that'd be cool.
I really like how the, when you look at it, the cover is of a dog.
Yeah, the cover is of a dog running through a church, and then there's some, like, kind of hokey, like, text on top that says Trick. It's, yeah, it's like a
dog in a chapel? Would that be a chapel?
Yeah.
A chapel is different, right?
I honestly don't really know the difference. They're similar, I would say. It's a, yeah, it's a good album cover, though. You should check it out online.
Okay, stay tuned.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're cute. I'll keep you in the cellar, show you.